Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Jesus is Hot Magazine.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Praise God. I'll be your echo. Yes, Lord. I'll be your echo. I will say what you say, exactly what you say. I will say exactly what you say to do. I will do, God. I will be your echo. That is a promise. Glory to God. Echo. Glory to God. That was Canton Jones, now Pastor Canton Jones of Free Life Church in Georgia. That was from his Kingdom Business album, which was quite a few years ago. You can look that up on YouTube and actually hear the whole album. It's just a wonderful praise and worship experience from God, as all of his projects has been. So we give a shout out to Pastor Canton Jones. He has blessed our ministry throughout these years. We've been in existence since 2005. So the past 11 years, his music has been an outstanding refresher for us all. It has been a constant reminder of the love and the faithfulness of God. And I just thank God for Pastor Canton Jones and his wife, Ramona Jones, and their family. Glory to God, and now their church family, who is also our church family in partnership in the kingdom of God. Again, they are Free Life Church. I want to also honor my pastor, Pastor Raquel Smith of Not Limited by Walls Christian Center. She and Elder Tyree Smith, I give glory and honor to God for them. She is an awesome woman, and he an awesome man of God, and we are just blessed to be a part of such a bountiful ministry here in the Philadelphia area. In case you want to join us this Sunday, this coming Wednesday at 7 p.m., our Sunday services are at 11:30 a.m. at 1827 East Venango Street. Once again, that is Not Limited by Walls Christian Center. Amen. And it is just as it says, we are not limited by walls. We are tearing the walls of the kingdom of God down, and we are inviting all of you to help us and join us in doing so. Amen. You can find out more information at our website, www.notlimitedbywallschristiancenter.org. So take a look at that. Come out and see us. You can find out exactly what's happening with us by joining us on a Sunday service or in a Wednesday evening service at 7:30 p.m. All right, love you so very much, and we are going to get started here at Jesus is Hot Magazine. Well, everybody, we are talking today about a serious topic that concerns the church and the kingdom of God, and there is a lot of misconception and confusion, it seems, about the kingdom of God, about the church. And a lot of people are calling themselves Christians, and we need to talk about exactly what a Christian, what the definition of a Christian is. We also need to talk about the definition of a believer. And as we've been introduced so awesomely by Canton Jones, we are to echo the words of God. We are to echo his words in our lives. And it's very important to understand and know that. That fact has been established since before the foundations of the world. This world was created and came into existence because of the things that God spoke from his mouth. So when we speak, we see a thing. When we speak, we decree a thing. Our mouths are very important, and that's why God made us in his image and in his likeness to be like him. One of the main reasons was because he is a speaking spirit. He speaks the stuff. He is the positive speaking spirit. He is God, and there is none like him. But he has an imitator whose name is Satan. And since the very foundation of the world, Satan has made it his job or his business to steal, to kill, and to destroy anyone and anything that has to do with God and with the things that he's created, and especially the things created just like him, you and I, the people, the humans, created just like God, who are speaking spirits. We speak to stuff. God created a lot of things, and you can go back into his word and see for yourself, beginning in the book of Genesis, that God created things, and he used his words to form things and call them into existence. So everything that God said, God saw. So it was a prerequisite for us to see things, to speak a thing and see it be established before our eyes, just like our Creator did, God. Glory to God. So, in saying that, even in Joshua, which I would like for you to jot down, Joshua, the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua, the first chapter. So Joshua 1 and verse 8, this is something that as a born-again believer, as a Christian, we should be saying on a daily basis. We need to confess his words from our lips, and this is one of the most important things that we should say as a believer daily, that this book of the law shall not depart from my mouth. You put yourself in there. This book of the law shall not depart from my mouth, from Jackie's mouth, but Jackie or I shall meditate in it day and night, that I, Jackie, may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I, Jackie, will make my way prosperous, I, Jackie, and then will have good success. So I'll have good success as I make his words a part of what comes out of my mouth, and I meditate or I study on these things day and night. Then my way will be made prosperous, and I will then have good success. And this is something that you have been taught here to practice at Jesus' Hot Magazine, but it's something that Holy Spirit is bringing up again for the entire body of Christ. So we need to get this, that we need to say what we want to see, just like God, our Creator, our Father, those of us who are born again, has made available for us to do. Amen. Glory to God, because there are many words that are spoken by many people, but the very important words that need to be spoken, the words that make a difference in our lives, are God's words. So we need to make sure that we know what God's words are, and we won't know what his words are if we don't spend time before his word to know exactly what it says. Amen. And just another point of reference and contact, I'd like for you to join me and write this scripture down as well. John chapter 6, verse 63. So that's John 6, 63. That's John 6, 63. And as I am telling you what it is, I'm meeting you there in his words as well from the New King James Version. And forgive me, as my sinuses are attempting to delay my speech some. I'm going to continue in this word because that's where my healing and that's where life is. Amen. So I'm going to continue and read for you what John 6, verse 63 says. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. So I'm going to read that again. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak, and this is Jesus speaking, I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Verse 64 says, but there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were, who did not believe, and who would betray him. And he said in verse 65, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? you have the words of eternal life. And this is what we need to understand. As born-again believers, especially, we need to understand. But for those of you who are not as yet born-again believers or followers of Christ in and through the kingdom of God, through a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, those who have heard the gospel and who have received Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives, whose names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life, believers, glory to God, Christians are born again, believers. So if you are not a born-again believer, then I am sorry to inform you, but you are not a Christian, and that needs to change because you need to be a part of the kingdom of God. That is God's desire for you. That was God's reason for for sending Jesus to be our Savior and our Lord, for sending him to die a natural death, but then to be raised again on the third day to spiritual life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah, because we are spirits. We are housed in physical bodies. Glory to God. So it is important that the new birth take place in our lives, or that we are born again, that we become Christians or born again believers in Christ Jesus. We are then considered his ambassadors. And I know that's a lot of information, so we're going to stay focused and on track as we have only about 13 minutes left in our broadcast. But this is the truth of the matter. This is the deal. Okay, a Christian, once again, is a born-again believer in the kingdom of God. A Christian is one who has been reborn. That's right, reborn. There's a spiritual new birth that is needed in order to be a part of the kingdom of God. That new birth takes place as the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached, and there is understanding that is brought forth, and there is a change that comes about on the inside. There is a need for Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life once you have that understanding. And you ask him into your heart to be your Savior and to be your Lord once you have heard the gospel of truth. And once you have received him, you ask him into your heart as Lord and Savior. Once you receive him as Lord and Savior, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You become a part of the kingdom of God. You become a born-again believer. You become a Christian. Okay, so that is the definition of a Christian. There's a difference between having a religious experience and becoming a part of the church or a part of the kingdom of God. Once you are a believer, born again, you become a part of the church. So the building where you gather, you know, is no longer the church. You are the church. The building, however, is where you gather with the rest of the church or the rest of the body of believers in Christ Jesus to come together to hear from our Father through Holy Spirit, who has been left here for us as a point of contact for the Father and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So I know that's a lot of information, and we're not going to get through it all in this one broadcast, but this is a foundational broadcast to get us started in our understanding, to get you thinking about the things of God, to give you clarity on what the difference is between those having a religious experience and those being a part of the church or believers, a part of the body of Christ. Amen. So, where I would like for you to join me now, and I'd like for you to write this scripture down for me. We're gonna get some data to download into our hearts today, okay, concerning Jesus, concerning the things of God, concerning the misconceptions that started long ago. They didn't just start today. And there's some understanding that needs to be in place. You need to understand that when someone invites you to fellowship with them, or they say, "Would you like to come to my church?" or "I would like to invite you to my church," they're inviting you to the building where the believers gather. Prayerfully, that's where they're inviting you. If they're having a religious experience, then to them, that is the church. That is church. They're inviting you to a church service, and there's a difference. If Holy Spirit does not meet you in the service, if you are not ministered to through the gospel of Jesus Christ, if there is no call to salvation, if you are not given the understanding of the kingdom of God, then likely you have only had a religious experience, okay? And I don't want to take away from anyone's experience in a church, but I want you to be mindful of where you establish yourself, because it's very important to God that you have the foundational knowledge that is necessary about his kingdom, that you'll be able to function as you're taught the things of God and Holy Spirit is allowed to have full reign in your life. It's very, very vital that you have understanding and the correct understanding of the church and being a part of the kingdom of God, okay? It's very important. So we're going to meet at Matthew chapter 15. That's Matthew 15. And we're going to begin at verse 1. We have about 9 minutes, so we won't get through the whole thing, but we will meet again likely on Saturday. We will have our second meeting concerning this message, okay? So again, that's Matthew 15, and we're going to begin in verse 1, and we are going to be reading from the New King James Version. It's entitled, "Defilement Comes from Within." Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat their bread." He, or Jesus, answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever says his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God.' Then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition, hypocrites. Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, 'These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" When he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, "Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Then disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees are offended when they heard you saying this?" Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard you, when they heard this saying? But he, or Jesus, answered and said, "Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. So stopping there for a moment, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. Religious-minded people have the mindset that as long as they are good to others, in their definition of being good, as long as they do not do wrong in their definition of doing wrong, then they are okay with God. They do not believe that there is anything else that they need to do. They do not believe that there is any gain in saying a particular prayer or confessing a particular commandment or word. They have not been taught their need for a Savior. They have not been taught that God is the Father, God is the Son, God is the Holy Spirit, that they are one, that they are all in one. They have not been taught the correct gospel of Jesus Christ. They do not believe that He is Lord and Savior of their lives. So these are things that they have not believed. They have either at some point been taught the things of God and just have not received them as the things of God because they've been told something else, or they've just really not been taught the things of God. They have not been accessed to the Word of God. Whatever the case is, those who practice religious practices are used to repeating things that have absolutely nothing to do with the truth of the Word of God, and their only basic understanding of which they understand is, again, that as long as they are good or behave as someone good, then they are right with God. They don't believe that they've done anything that would reference them as a sinner. But you are a sinner the day that you are born because of the fall in the garden. And you can go back to the book of Genesis and begin to read and study that if you are not familiar, because we will be revisiting these topics again this Saturday coming. I just want you to have the proper foundation and understanding of some things before we continue on, because it's very, very important. There will be a call of salvation given, but you have to have the foundation of the Word of God. You have to have the understanding of the gospel itself in order to effectively know why you need to make the decision to make Jesus Christ Savior and Lord of your life, okay? So you need these foundational things. So as we only have about 3 minutes left in the broadcast, in fact, we don't even have three. We now have about a minute left coming. So I would like to go ahead and close this out with a prayer and just remind you that we visited Matthew, the 15th chapter. If you would just read Matthew 15 for yourself, you'll have the proper reference that you need for our continued broadcast, because it's very important that we lay this foundation. It needs to be a solid foundation. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you. We thank you again for another opportunity to come before you to seek your face, to learn of your ways, God, and to learn of your word. Father, provide the understanding that each listener needs, Lord God. I thank you for using my voice as the pen of a ready writer, Lord God, ready to pour into your people what thus saith the Lord. None of me, but all of you in each and every broadcast, each and every time that we come together. We thank you for allowing us access to your throne. Thank you for allowing us access to the table of your word. And until we meet again, Lord God, continue your seed of your word on the inside of those who are listening, that a harvest may be reaped as we meet again Saturday. And until we do that, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, simply because you are who you are in our lives, and we thank you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.